Medford Superintendent of Schools Pat Sullivan updates us on the school board meeting held last Thursday evening. It's a little quiet this time of year for the school board, isn't it, Pat?
Yep, you're right. Usually June is kind of a slower board meeting, not as many items. We did hold the meeting in Stetsonville. We started this a few years back. We started moving the June meeting to the school forest. Well, this year we didn't go to the school forest, but we did go to a different spot, and again, that was in Stetsonville. So it was good to get down there. Some board members don't get there a lot during the school year. And so it was good to get down there and walk around in the building and look at some of the things that have changed there in the last few years.
Probably the major item on the agenda was the new sports field that's being worked on.
We did get probably not the greatest news, but they did have to dig down deeper than they first anticipated. So they had to remove more bad soil, I guess, than they originally thought. And put a little bit more, rock down to have a solid foundation. So that's going on. But the weather has been overall it's been pretty good. They did lose 3 or 4 days, as everyone probably remembers last week's rain and through the weekend a lot of rain. So that did hold them up a little bit. But we're still planning for our August 31st game. Soccer game at 4 o'clock and a football game following it. The next thing on the agenda was the food service prices. And we will be raising both breakfast and lunch prices a nickel starting in the 18-19 school year. That was approved by the board last night. Talked about enrollment projections. No changes, no significant changes from May. We talked a little bit about staffing. We do have some positions we're still looking to hire in our special education department. We need some teachers there. And then we're still looking at the number of teachers' aides that we're going to need. And again, that's kind of a moving target. We don't want to fill some of these yet because those can change. But we just keep an eye on it and keep the board up to speed on what we're thinking. The board also approved raises or salary increases for both the support staff employees and the administrators. And those will be a 3% increase in pay. We talked next about the school safety grant. Medford School District did apply for that. There's $100 million set aside for school districts to improve school safety. We are pretty much assured that we'll be getting the grant, and we'll get, it looks like, about $80,000, with the potential, because not as many schools applied as they thought, so there's a potential we'll be able to get a second round. But initially, it'll be $80,000. Some of the things that we're going to do, we will be installing safety glass on the front entrances of all the buildings and along the cafeteria, like at the high school and also at the middle school, where you now can get fairly close to that building with a vehicle. So there'll be safety glass, bulletproof glass that will be installed in those areas. We're going to put a panic button in each building, so all someone would have to do to alert the police of a situation at any of the schools is to hit that button, and it would be a direct line to the police. We're going to put a strobe light in all our gyms and on the outside of our buildings. Specifically, this addresses the issue of FIED teachers maybe being in the gym, and if there's a situation and we go on the announcements to announce, say, a lockdown for maybe there is an intruder in the building, they don't always hear that in the gym because of the acoustics, because the kids are loud. Same problem outside. You might be at the high school back on the practice field for FIED, and again, you may not hear that. But if you see this strobe light going, that would be a signal that you would not want to come back into the building. And again, if you're in the gym, it would be a signal that, you know, something's going on, and to take the necessary steps that we train for to keep kids and employees safe. The other big thing that we're going to do with this safety grant is we're going to have all of our buildings be locked, every door locked, once the school day starts. So you will have to buzz in at that point. So say you get there at 9 a.m. As a parent or a community member, you have some business in any of the schools, you'll have to hit, you know, it'll be a doorbell, and then there'll be a camera on you, and there'll be somebody in the front office looking at you, and if they know who you are, then they'll buzz you in, and if they don't know who you are, they'll first step would be to contact an administrator to go to that door and see who it is that wants to come in. And then from that point, you'd gain entry. We do have to do that in all our buildings if we are to take any of this grant money. And the board did approve applying for the grant. So this is something that will be a big change for the Medford School District. But a lot of schools have gone to these kinds of measures during the school day. It still will be open. The doors will be open, though, in the morning. When people get to school, there will not be a buzz in for that. And at the very end of the day, when students are leaving, but also when parents are showing up to pick up kids, there will not be a buzz in at that point.
Our thanks to Pat Sullivan, a Medford Area School District Administrator.